The newest of all golfers is Liam Robbins. He joins us now from his home in Davenport, Iowa. Liam, hello, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you are in Davenport taking online classes, getting ready to finish this semester, and very soon, let's hope, that we're all back here on campus in Minneapolis. How excited are you to be a new Golden Gopher?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a huge honor, and I'm just kind of just waiting to get to work. I'm pretty excited about it.
What did you like about Minnesota? Because certainly once you made the decision to step away from Drake University in Des Moines, I'm guessing you had a lot of people that were interested in your services as a basketball player.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things I liked about Minnesota. Family was one of them. And another big one was just Coach Pitino. Like, you know, I've said before, like, you know, Pitino is such like a well-respected name, you know, fantastic coach and stuff like that. So to be able to learn from him and stuff like that, I really feel like the facilities and everything like that that Minnesota has to offer academically and athletically, it's just, you know, it's like second to none.
You mentioned family reasons, and certainly there is a big factor there. Ed Conroy, who is one of our favorites, he joins us at halftime on our broadcast, coming out of the locker room quite often, and of course, a former head coach at the Citadel and Tulane, and he's now been here since 2016. He is your uncle, and we were trying to figure this out, so tell us how that relation works. Is your mom or your dad is related to him?
He's my mom's brother, so yeah, no, so they're two of seven, so it's a big family side on that. So we're all very close on that side, too.
And this will be kind of the second cousin that is in the Big Ten, right? There was a great story on the journey. One of your cousins, another one of Ed Conroy's nephews, is a student manager at the University of Iowa. And his dad, by the way, is a radio guy as well and a TV guy in Toronto with the Raptors and had done some work in the Big Ten. But that's kind of cool also.
Yeah, he's also my cousin as well. That's also on my mom's side and stuff like that. So Uncle Matt, I know him and stuff like that really well. You know, he was really happy for me. And Jack, me and him were born pretty close apart and stuff like that. And his mom is actually my aunt and godmother as well. So that's pretty cool and stuff like that. So probably see him, you know, in future games will be kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's worthwhile even for Gopher fans to click on a YouTube or on the Big Ten webpage and go back and watch that feature on Jack and some of the special things he's doing as a student manager at Iowa. It'll be a cool little thing with, I mean, the Gopher-Hawkeye rivalry, as you know, probably growing up in Iowa is already a big deal, but for you guys as a family, it will take on a new meaning, I suppose.
Yeah, no, he won't hold back. You know, he'll let us know, like, you know, Hawkeyes are there to win, but, you know, we're gonna have to come out with the W. So,
what have the coaches, what has Uncle Ed and what has Richard Pitino told you about their expectations? And obviously, there's still some waiting game as to, you know, the hope is that one, either it's the one-time transfer rule, or two, you would get a waiver and play right away this fall. But what is their hope of what you can offer for the basketball team?
Well, you know, a lot of what they talked about is that they have such a great core coming back and stuff like that, but, you know, they lose, you know, a fantastic player in Daniel Turo. And, you know, so they kind of need some help in the front court and stuff like that. So they said I could come help fill and, you know, service that role. And they're also bringing, like, a really fantastic grad transfer in Brandon Johnson and stuff like that. So they're like, you know, you two can, like, really kind of make up for, you know, what we're losing with Arturo and then maybe gain some more and stuff like that, you know, with Brandon, you know, playing, like, the four and stuff like that. And I can, you know, supplement that at the five and stuff like that. So that's just mainly Bennett, and they're just kind of looking forward to developing me and getting me going.
You have an interesting story. You're 7 feet tall. In high school, you were not that highly recruited. You kind of reshaped your body, went to prep school. Kind of take us through that journey from high school at Davenport Assumption High School into prep school, onto Drake, and now into Minnesota, because you've taken quite a rise up the ranks.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out where to start this. So about midway through my junior year, I was probably like 6'3". Like, I wasn't short, but, like, I wasn't super tall. And then by, like, halfway through my senior year, I was 7 foot. Like, I grew, like, 8, 9 inches in this year span. And, you know, I grew so much. I was eating a lot and stuff like that. And I was so tired. I wasn't working out a lot, obviously. And that was kind of, like, where I gained a lot of weight. So I was pretty heavy. But I was also young for my age. So my uncle Ed, my uncle Duff, who's a coach at Louisiana Tech, they both were like, hey, why don't you go to prep school? Like, make, you know, you're young, like, make a call. Like, we'll see if you can, like, develop a little more. So, you know, they made a call, and Coach AC at Sunrise, you know, he took me, he was my head post-grad coach and stuff like that. And he was like, hey, like, we need to get you in shape. And so, you know, just by changing my diet a little bit and, you know, just the standard practice and working out, I lost about like 70 pounds. I went from like 300 to 230. And then from there, you know, Drake offered me, so I went to play there. And then, you know, I was back up behind Nick McGlynn, who was first team All Valley last year and stuff like that. And then this year I kind of stepped in, you know, to take the starting role. And then, you know, I tried to do my best, and we got a 21 season, so it wasn't too bad.
Not bad at all. How hard was that to retransform your body? And now we see pictures, and you're pretty well cut here and ready for Big Ten play, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a process, but it was something. You know, I love the game of basketball, so it was fun. You know, just like seeing, like, you know, just taking that next step. And I always kind of had the mentality, like, all right, what's next? You know, like, how can I get better and stuff like that. So yeah, it was like a long process, but it wasn't. I guess hard wouldn't be the word, because while it's difficult, it was like fun for me.
I also have to ask you this. Obviously, everyone wants to test themselves at the highest level, and the Big Ten has been, if not the best conference, one of the top two or three conferences in college basketball for a number of years. You were starting to make a name for yourself at Drake. So talk me through that tap dance or that tightrope of being at Drake, but also at some point that chance coming to test yourself at the highest levels. And I guess the question is, how hard was it to walk away from Drake, which is a really good school and your teammates there, but also knowing you wanted to test yourself at the highest level? And as you mentioned, family was part of this as well.
Yeah. It was a really tough decision. I can't thank Drake enough for all they did for me. You know, the coaching staff was great there. I have nothing but good things to say about them. So it was really difficult. I have a lot of really good friends and teammates there, but, I was just, you know, I watched a lot of Big Ten games last year and stuff like that. I was like, you know, like, I'd love to compete against, you know, like the best in college basketball on a nightly basis. And I was like, you know, and I was like, I think I put myself in position to be able to try and do that. So I was like, you know, it's kind of now or never, like, you know, you can try this and stuff like that. And then, you know, I want, you know, I, you know, big hoop dreams and stuff like that. I was like, you know what, like, let's see if they're possible and stuff like that. So that's kind of what made me, it was a really tough decision, but at the same time, it was kind of just a no-brainer. Like, I had to go for it.
Well, and now it's studying from home, staying at home, and hopefully as the spring and the summer months get to it, you can find your way up to the Twin Cities and get integrated into it. But it's great to see you. It's your first chance, really, publicly to get a chance to say hello to the Gopher fans. So do you have any message for the Gopher fans as they wait for your arrival on campus sometime here in the next few months?
Just that I'm excited and ready to get to work. That's about it.
All right. Well, I can tell you they're excited as well, Liam. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a great spring and summer.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.